Guys, we're starting a kind of a long series today, and this Sunday and next Sunday is going to be kind of the introduction to it, and we'll be concentrating our focus on spiritual growth. And somebody might say, why are we going to do that? Well, because what I found out is most of the problems in our lives comes from spiritual immaturity.
Amen.
Just immaturity. And because when you are spiritually immature, you make bad decisions. You make decisions based on how you feel. And that's what immature people do. I feel like doing it. And you just wind up being manipulated by your moods. It's what that is. And your decisions are based on your moods. And there's a far better way to make decisions than on how you feel. And so spiritual maturity causes wars. It causes conflicts in our relationships, in our families, in our businesses. It causes divorce. It causes all kinds of things. I want what I want, and I want it now. You want it now, and neither of you are mature enough to work it out. I'm here to tell you guys, God wants you and me to grow up. He wants us to grow, slap up. I mean, babies are cute. They're real cute. But if babies don't grow up, that's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. You and I, we are meant to grow up.
Come on, Jim.
Grow up. And the Bible tells us that God's will for our lives is for us to grow up. Ephesians 4:14 says this, "We are not meant to remain as children at the mercy of every chance wind of teaching. Instead, we are meant to hold firmly to the truth in love and to grow up in every way into Christ." Looks like I repeated some words in that verse. That's all right. It was some good words I meant. We are meant to hold firmly. I said it twice. We are meant to hold firmly. We are meant to hold firmly, not to fall for anything. A mature person looks like the character of Christ. We love like Christ. We feel like Christ. We act like Christ. Christ is the ultimate example of perfect humanity. We act like Christ. God wants us to grow up and be like Jesus. Now, before we get into prayer, and that's what my focus is going to be, I want to take you to the next couple of weeks of why we do what we do here at North Point Church, and how you need to be involved in every element of this whole series about spiritual growth through prayer. We try to base on what the Bible says here at North Point. And so there's laws of spiritual growth, and six of them have to do with just growing up. We're just going to talk about three of them today, because these laws, God is a God of order. There's physical laws. We know that from gravity. But in your spiritual life, there's also spiritual laws. And I want you to understand those spiritual laws so that you and I can grow up. So I want you to get out your message notes. I want you to go ahead and make a note now that you're going to take them with you. Don't leave them in the chairs for Nathan Underwood to pick up. I want you to take them with you, because for the next couple of weeks, the next couple of 3 months, I want you to take them with you and just follow it. Go ahead and make that note. I'm going to take this with me. I'm going to take this with me. If you really want to grow up spiritually, if you're tired of being a baby, if you want to be a real man, a real woman, then you and I, we need to cooperate with the spiritual laws of God. We got to do that. Six laws of spiritual growth. Only going to do three of them real quick. Fill this in. If you ain't got a pen, just write something down. And if you ain't even got a bulletin, write down these laws because I want you to be talking about them. If you didn't get a bulletin, get one on the way out. Make sure you take one home. We grow when we feed on God's Word. We grow when we feed on God's Word. Now, to grow up physically, we got to have food, don't we? We can't just have junk food. I mean, there's just so much growing I can do on the Snickers. But the Bible is our soul's food. Jesus said this, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. Guys, if you only ate a big meal on Sunday and then you fasted the rest of the week, how healthy would that be? The same's true spiritually. If you only feed on the Word on Sunday morning, you're going to be spiritually anorexic. You have to feed on the Word of God every day of your life. Paul says this in Acts 20. The Word of grace, the Word of God, is able to build you up and give you all the blessings that God has for His people. I want to tell you something. As your pastor, I want you to have all the spiritual blessings of God in your life. And God cannot give you these blessings if you're immature. The Word of God builds you and me up. The Word. Well, Jim, how do you feed on the Word of God? Some of you guys really want, how do you feed on the Word of God? Well, I wrote the ways down. You hear the Word of God. You read the Word of God. You study the Word of God. And as these men and women are doing now, you memorize the Word of God. You meditate on the Word of God. Then lastly, you apply the Word of God. Now, you got to do all six. You got to do all six. You know why? Because if you don't do all six, you ain't got a good grip on it, and the defeated one, the enemy, whatever you want to call him, can get it out, can take it from the grip of your hand. But if you do all six, he can't grip it. He cannot grip it. Just hearing, for example, did you know that after 72 hours, you done forgot 95% of what I've taught? 95%. 95%, you done forgot. But if you do each of these steps, they strengthen your grip on the Word of God. For the next few weeks, that's what I'm going to be teaching. Well, how do you do that? Let me give you a little action step right here. It's a daily time with God. A daily time with God. I talk about this all the time. I know you say, and I've heard it before, well, you ain't doing it. So I'm just going to assume that you forgot I told you. So I'm just going to remind you, it takes a daily time with God. That's what we're going to talk about the next few weeks. Number two, we grow when we learn in different ways. When we learn in different ways. When we learn in different ways. That's another thing I love about God. He loves diversity. You know, there is nobody like you. Nobody like you. And what I found out, you know, as your pastor over the past few years, we all have different learning styles. You learn different than other people do. And it's real important for you guys to learn and to know your learning style. But it's also important for you to learn some other learning styles so that you can grow. Luke 3:18 says, in many different ways, John preached the good news to the people. You see, John used many different styles because we learn in many different ways. Which is, by the way, is why I don't do all the teaching here. I finally matured enough to say, you know what, there's other people that can teach. So that's why once a month, I take off and I don't teach, and some of the other folks teach. You learn different ways, you know, it's to make you healthy. You need to hear the Word of God from more than just me from more than just one personality. Amen?
Amen.
You need to learn from different people. There's four common ways of learning. I want to give you these real quick. By listening. By listening. And this is what's called an auditory learner. You learn through, the experts call it the ear gates. And if you're an auditory learner, you love church. Because if you hear it, you got it. If that's you. Now, the next one is by watching and reading. This is a visual learner. And you learn through the eye gates by looking, watching. You show me a video, and I'll learn it. Let me read a book, and I got it. That's what a visual, a watching and learning. Now, the next one is by talking. Did y'all know that you can learn by talking? That's exactly right. This is a verbal or an oral learner. You like to talk. You like your small groups. You as you talk it out, you form your thoughts around it. I like those people. I'm not one of those people, but I like them. They used to kind of get on my nerves, then I realized they were learning. But they talk. You know, here's what I finally come to, is some people don't think until their mouth is in gear. I mean, they're talking it out. Yeah, I'm not making fun of you, sort of. But especially don't look at them right now, that's you. But some people don't think until their mouth is in gear, then they kind of form their thoughts around it, but they're learning. Then the next one is by doing it. This is the physical or the kinesthetic learner. This group is called men. Y'all know what I'm talking about? By doing it. They don't like to talk. They don't like to listen. They don't like to watch. They like to do. And I know this is kind of a generalization, but this group doesn't like a manual. They don't like a manual. They like to do it, and they like to figure it out by doing it. Lots of men learn by hands-on. Amen? Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
That's a large part of it. But if you really want to grow, you need to learn other learning styles besides the one you got. Amen? You really got to do it. And if you're not growing, you're forgetting what you've been taught. Or you're not being taught with your learning style. So in the next few weeks, we're going to try some different styles of learning about prayer. That's what we're going to be focusing on. It'll be kind of week after next before we actually get into prayer. I'm just kind of doing the intro right now. But we're going to do that about prayer. And so I really need you, all of you, to participate. Not just listen for the next few weeks. I need you to participate. I need you to, for the next few weeks, if you don't already have one, get in a small group. Form one. And I'm not trying to take over the groups that are happening, but this is just a little extra, because I'm not saying meet for an hour. I'm just saying for about, if it's just 15 or 20 minutes, and discuss this week's lesson. If it's just you FaceTime somebody. You know, I don't want you to have to worry about ordering materials for your small group. You got it. You got it. I want you to discuss this. Just to discuss this. Take your bulletin. I already printed. Laura done all the work for you. And I'm filling in the blanks for you. You just get together and have coffee and talk about it. Amen? Just for about a few minutes. And it doesn't matter whether you're a student. It doesn't matter whether you're you're a pawpaw. Or a mom or a dad. Everybody's got a few minutes. And I'm not talking, you don't even have to get into a big group. It can be just a couple or three people. And if you live far away, let's talk about this on the phone. But let's set aside a time each week to talk about this lesson. Just for a moment. So what did I remember? What really stuck with me this week? But let's just do that. Amen? That's a small group. That's a small group. Now, don't come up to me afterwards and saying, Jim, how can I organize one? I don't know. I'm just saying, get in one. You know, get in one. And I'm not talking about a large group. This is a large group. Wednesday nights is a large group. I'm talking about a small group where you can participate, where you can talk, where you can listen, where you can love one another. Amen? Do that. Number three, we grow when we develop spiritual habits. When we develop spiritual habits. I'm going to tell you something, guys. Your character is the sum total of your habits. You can write that down. That'd be something you can talk about. Did you hear what Jim said? Yeah. Your character is the sum total of your habits. That's what your character is. Because unless you do something habitually, it is not part of your character. It is not part of your character. Your habits determine who you are. Your habits determine your character. And your character, let me tell you something about your character. Your character determines your destiny. It determines your destiny. So it's really important that you develop good habits. Good habits. Not just physical habits. Not just physical habits. But I'm talking about emotional and spiritual habits as well. And when you do that, you're going to grow deeper and deeper and deeper. And what I'm talking about is this. For instance, you can't say that you have the character of kindness in your life until you're habitually kind. You sure can. You can't say that. You can't say you have the character quality of integrity and honesty unless you're always honest. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can't be faithful to your spouse for 27 days a month. Because partial faithfulness is unfaithfulness. Partial obedience is disobedience. You get it? I tell you what, you show me the habits you developed, and I can just about tell you where you will be 10 years from now. I can just about tell you. Your habits determine your destiny. Determines your destiny. Well, how do I develop habits? Well, number one, by practicing them. John 3:17 says, where are we on the next page? Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you practice them. You develop a habit by repetition and practice. Studies have shown it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks to develop a new habit. So that's why we're going to be in this a long time. I say a long time, a couple of months, because I want us to develop some new habits to help us build some permanent habits. Permanent habits. So I don't want you to miss a Sunday. I'm going to be taking roll. I don't want you to miss a Sunday. I really don't. If you have to miss a Sunday, I want you to get a copy of the bulletin, get the person you're in small group, say, hey, send me one. You know what? You can take a picture of it on your phone and you can text it to them. Technology has come so far. You can do that. And you can do that, and so that they're up to snuff on it. When you guys get together that week, you can talk about it. Amen? What a good night to sit and talk to somebody. You could be home watching any of them stupid shows that's on right now. I don't even know what they are now. But, or you could just get together with a couple of friends and talk about old Jim's message. Amen? Just for about 20 minutes. Have a cup of coffee. Sound like a good night to me. But you want to build some permanent habits. So what happened? You know what happens when you develop good habits? You start to grow up. You start to grow up. Look at Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for mature people whose minds have been trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. You know what? I run into people all the time, talk to people all the time. They're under so much stress because they don't know what to do in a certain situation. They're not prepared for it. Should I do this or should I do that? They basically don't have the maturity to know what to do because they're not trained and they're stressed out. Maturity comes from having your mind trained by practice. Amen? Aren't you tired of being stressed out? Let's grow up. You know how they train treasury agents? I think I've told y'all this before. Do y'all remember? You know what a treasury agent is? They look for counterfeit money and stuff. See, because my mind thought, they tell them what counterfeit looks like. No, they train treasury agents by training them what the real money looks like. They want to know what the real money looks like. They give them that to study because they can tell the counterfeit because it don't look like the real thing. So they study for the real thing. So that's what we're doing. We're going to study the real thing. Oftentimes in our lives, we get into a lot of counterfeit ideas because we don't know the real thing. Amen? We study the wrong stuff. We don't even know what the real stuff looks at. So for the next few weeks, I want me and you to focus on the real thing. So we can tell the counterfeit. Amen? So when some yahoo comes across us with some wrong idea or some goofy idea, we know the difference between right and wrong. We're going to focus on the real thing. I don't have to know all the counterfeit ideas. I just need to know the real one.
There you go.
Amen?
Amen?
We don't have to need to know all that first. That stuff's going to hurt my marriage. That stuff's going to hurt my career. That stuff's going to hurt my friendships. I got to know the real thing. What's right and what's wrong. We're going to train our minds. We're going to practice. We're going to develop good habits. I'm going to tell you something, guys. Successful people are willing to develop good habits. They are willing. They're willing to develop good habits, and especially that unsuccessful people are not willing to take the time to develop. That's the biggest difference between successful people and unsuccessful people. Unsuccessful people are not willing to put in the time to develop good habits. I'm going to tell you something, guys. Success is not an accident. It is intentional. For those of you who don't know what intentional means, it's on purpose. It's on purpose. It comes from developing good habits in your business, in your marriage, in your home, in your relationships, in your money. It is on purpose. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, all good athletes train hard and practice to get better. They do it to win a prize that won't last. But we practice to win a prize that will last forever. So the next few weeks, we're going to develop some good habits. We're going to talk about four habits specifically to strengthen you and I. You and I. Look, I got them wrote down for you. The first one is this habit of weekly large group worship. Large group worship. That means you plug in each week and you get recharged like you're doing right now. Amen? And you make this a habit. We're going to church. This is Sunday. It's 9 o'clock. Not 9:05. I'm telling you, you guys that's coming in at 10 after 9, y'all missing a whole lot of recharging music. I'm just here to tell you. Y'all blowing it. You get here on time. You're missing some great music as these young men and women play and bring us into worship our Lord. Amen? You really are. The next habit that we're going to work on is a habit of small group fellowship. I'm telling you, I'm a big proponent of this. You need to be meeting with a couple or three people at least every week. Every week. I ain't talking about this ain't small group. Wednesday night ain't small group. I'm talking about a group where you can fellowship and talk to each other. bounce ideas off one another. Amen?
Amen.
You need to be doing this. You say, Jim, you're adding something else to my plate. Maybe I am. Take something off.
That's right.
Take something off that's not getting you anywhere. Amen? Amen. That's not making you spiritually healthy. There's probably some things that you're doing that's not promoting spiritual growth. Amen?
Yeah.
Like American Pickers or something. Take that off. The next one is a habit of daily time alone with God. This is Bible and prayer. What I'm saying is make a time and read the Bible yourself and talk to God and then let Him talk to you. I love what the men are doing right now. The next one is this habit of memorizing God's Word. The habit of memorizing God's Word. So when that big drama comes up, what am I supposed to do here if you don't have anything memorized? God can't give you the answer if you don't already have it in your mind. He can't. But if you put it there, you can say, oh yeah, that's it. You know what the Nida boys did this week? They memorized the 23rd Psalm. You know why? For me, because I spoke on it last week, and they gave it to me out there this morning. Those boys will always have that in their mind, or at least parts of it. Just get a hold of something. If you ain't got it in there, better to have it and not need it than to need it and ain't got it. They got it now. So you got to be, you know, you'll know what to do. Now, we're going to develop these four habits. Now, the first two, the large group and the small group, this is actually how Jesus structured the church. For our personal support, it really is, and we're just copying the way we did it. They did it in the Bible. So I actually want to go back to our roots 20 years ago. This is one of the verses we looked at when we started forming the church. It was Acts 2. It says every day the believers had the habit of meeting together in the temple courts and also in their homes. They ate together and they celebrated with happy and thankful hearts. They praised God, and the whole community liked what they saw in the people, and as a result, the Lord added to their groups daily, and their neighbors were being saved. That's where North Point come from, part of it. That's where it comes from. This is how Jesus formed the church, and that's my dream for North Point Church. That's our dream for this church. The other two habits, the daily time alone with God. Give God 5-10 minutes. Wake up a little early. I know some of you say, well, Jim, I like to sleep just right. That's so immature. It really is. You know, or I'm just too tired when I get home or whatever. And some of you like to study in the evening. I mean, I personally think that you need to start your day off with it, because it's kind of hard to face battles unarmed. You ought to give yourself 5 or 10 minutes. If you just want to read, I put a devotion on Facebook every day, mine, if you want to do that. But my thing is to spend some time alone with God. Spend some time alone with God. Get ready for the day. Get ready for the day. And, you know, another habit, memorizing scripture. You're going to see. That's going to strengthen you. That's going to strengthen you. It's going to prepare you for the daily trials of your life. You'll be amazed how God will answer any of these questions that you'll have during the day with the scripture that you're working on to memorize. Now, how many of you, by show of hands, would love to succeed in life? Everybody good? That's everybody. Nobody said, I want to fail. Nobody said, no, I don't want to succeed. Let me tell you, here's the secret to success. You ought to memorize this scripture this week. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Let me give it to you. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. Read it, memorize it, then do what it says. You want to be successful? You want to be successful? Joshua 1:8. Read it, memorize it, do what it says. You need to do what God says to do. And He says to develop good habits for a successful life. If you're not doing this, then God says you're on your own. That's what He says. You're on your own. So, I'm not asking anybody to be a teacher in a small group. I'm just asking you to say, you know what? Why don't you get old so-and-so and y'all come up to my house in just a few minutes. Joey will be home in a few minutes. And we're gonna just talk about bring your outline from church Sunday. And we're just going to talk. We got coffee. My group's going to start this week. We're going to talk about it. This is not a thing about my ego. I'm learning this too. I'm going through a study on this. So I want you guys to do that. Just discuss it. If anything, you'll learn. Maybe you'll start memorizing Scripture. What Scripture are you going to memorize this week? Joshua 1:8. I just want to give you that to start off with. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not even going to tell you what to look at. But except for my outline, I can't imagine how God will touch us when we're all on the same page. Amen. I can't imagine what we'll experience and what we'll encounter through this. I know one thing, the defeated one ain't going to like it, and he already don't like it. But that's all right. I'm not afraid of him.
That's right.
I've told him that 2 or 3 times this week, and I'm going to tell him again. But we're coming as a church. I'm asking you to add something to your plate. A few minutes a week. But I'll caution you to take something off. You can take off a TV show. You can, not watch Family Feud. Whatever it is. Anyway, that's all I've got to say about that. I hope you'll get with your groups. Hope you'll form a group. High school students, college students. Find somebody. Meet them at the gym. Meet them at the gym. And say, hey, you got a few minutes? Did you hear what Jim said? He's crazy. I really want you to participate in this. I really think it's detrimental to your spiritual growth. Amen?
Amen.
We're making some bad decisions with our immaturity. Amen? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you for shedding light in this place. My Lord, you've been so good. I was lost and now I'm found. Your word has so much for us. I pray for my folks as we begin today to develop good habits. Good habits. And I pray for the new groups that will form. They're going to form from this. Hey, folks, going to be memorizing Scripture all over this place. There's going to be relationships healed. Going to be people restored. Oh, man. As you told me this week in 1 Peter 5:10, I'm going to be confirmed. They'll be confirmed. We are yours. I love you, Lord. Bless this day. And we're about to sing to you again. We sure hope you like it. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.